For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So, is this on?
I couldn't be more clairvoyant in the outcome of this match if they were predetermined.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling, and boy, that name is more relevant than ever. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton. Anything, guys, or anything?
What happened?
Don't yell at me, I didn't do it.
What happened?
I didn't do it.
What did you do?
Guys, we watched SmackDown, and then we come up here to record this podcast.
Fun fact.
We go up the stairs.
What
and
did
into
we
your
just
ears.
Watch?
What? Andrew.
What?
What happened?
You got to be like me. You got to just laugh instead of be angry. Cause
what happened?
It's the only way to get through this.
Oh.
Raw and SmackDown this week, it was just a whole bunch of what is going on. What the fuck are they doing?
What is this?
I'm so confused.
Why is this? Where is this? When is this?
Who yeah. is this?
How is this?
How is this? Yeah. So there's a lot to get into.
So much to get into.
So much.
But there's
so
something
much.
Else we should get into.
Yes. We have 16
what
new
16
supporters on Patreon. I guess thank you to them, but also thank you to WWE for sucking so bad.
Yes.
Yeah, seriously, guys, you might be in the minority if you're not a Patreon listening to this show.
Yeah, you're starting
to get pretty
that
close.
Way. Yeah.
It's getting pretty close.
You want to read them off, Eric?
I'd love to read them off.
Do it.
Easy.
All right. So, we've got Steven Garcia, Maddie Graham, Catherine Kingham.
H is silent. Barath Ramnath.
Thank you, Joe.
Go ahead.
Eli Raphael?
Raphael.
Raphael?
No, I don't know.
No. Sorry if I butcher that. Jimmy Russell, Karina Perez, Brendan Walker, Ricky L. Andrews, Raimundo Ontiveros?
Sure. Ontiveros.
All right. Josiah Bergen.
Good.
Steven Tyler. Nope. Steven Taylor. Dominic.
It just says Steve Taylor.
D'Ambra?
Yeah, Dominic D'Ambra. How you doing?
All right, thank you. Nikki Clausen, William Woodruff, and Gregory
Brosselet, a.k.a. the Norwegian Space Wolf.
All right. Hey, if I butchered your names, I do apologize. I'm not very literate. What? But yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for boarding the What's Wrong With Wrestling train, keeping it rolling.
Go to patreon.com/What's Wrong With Wrestling to sign up like those people did.
Yeah.
Thank
and you
for
know what
support.
Those people are going to get this weekend?
What's that?
A special Patreon-only podcast.
That's right.
We don't know what it is yet.
We have to figure that out.
We do.
We have to figure out what we're going to do.
That's a lot of wrestling this weekend.
There's
you guys
a couple
sure you want
ideas.
To do it this weekend? It's a lot of wrestling.
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
It's a lot of wrestling.
It's a lot.
So we dive in head first.
There's a lot of wrestling this week, too.
Man, is there.
Head first in the shallow end. Let's go.
Yeah. Raw starts with a tag team battle royal. Hmm. We got the Revival, the B Team, the Ascension, Slater, Rhino, Rude and Gable, and the Lucha House Party, because they're officially a Raw tag team now.
Yeah.
And you know why none of them got entrances?
Why is that?
None of them deserved entrances.
None of them. Yeah, pretty much.
Nice jobber entrance for this ring of jobbers.
Yeah. Yeah. So whoever wins gets to be the team captains for the Raw Tag Team Survivor Series.
And that matters why?
Yeah, team.
Right. And that matters why?
Because they get to choose
what other those jobber teams.
Like whoever wins this gets to choose which team gets left out.
Basically.
Basically.
Yeah.
That's it.
Because what you choose, you choose which one team will not be on your team.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, exactly.
So Lucha House Party has all three members.
Oh, and I just realized Slater and Rhino were that one team.
Yeah. And that's correct.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Lucha House Party has all three members in the Battle Royal. That's fair.
Sure.
Also...
That's just ridiculous.
Yeah. I guess because...
There's three of us, so we're all going to be in this match. Didn't Corey say something like, all three are in there, but okay. Like,
yeah. I guess because height-wise, they would account for two men.
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or one.
Right. So if you put two normal men on each other's shoulders, and then all three Lucha House Party members, be about the same height.
We got that. Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah. We got that. Also, 60 seconds into Raw, Renee... You guys done?
No.
60 seconds into Raw, Renee submits a nominee for worst comment.
They said whatever happens in a Lucha House Party stays in the Lucha House Party.
Renee, what does that mean?
Thanks, Renee.
What does she mean by that?
You know she was force-fed that line.
Yeah.
They probably say that on 205 taped every week.
Were they even in Vegas? Please say yes.
I don't think so.
Nope.
Nope.
I don't think so.
Kansas City, I think.
Oh, yeah. Halfway to L.A.
Yeah, that's right. They were. However, I was thinking, wow, okay. They actually managed to start Raw a little differently this week.
Never mind.
So Strowman walks down the ramp towards the ring.
Fucks everyone.
And the Ascension decide the smart play here is to leave the ring to go fight Braun themselves.
Oh, okay. Like a bunch of morons.
Right. So, of course, they get beat up. The Lucha House Party also tries to attack him outside the ring, but they die as well. Kalisto jumps on Braun like, remember me? But Braun catches him and throws him into Sin Cara or Grand Metalik or whoever the fuck that is.
Yeah.
Braun then gets to the ring and beats everyone else up. He does his round-the-world spot, grabs a chair, and gets back in the ring. He grabs a mic and says, tonight's episode of Monday Night Raw is brought to you by the Monster Among Men. He says he's tired of chasing Baron Corbin around, so he's not leaving the ring until Corbin gets these hands. Mm. So who comes out?
Here comes his sister.
Stephanie walks to the ring with absolutely no fear for Braun Strowman.
Well, why should she fear him?
Hey, he's a face. You don't fear faces.
Because he's a man, and man wouldn't hit a woman. Men would never hit women. That doesn't ever happen.
Not anymore.
That dude cannot get it done anytime, anywhere.
Renee even says, Braun Strowman is standing in her ring as far as she's concerned.
Yeah.
That's a fact, actually. Yeah.
I mean, good God. So Stephanie tells Braun, you cannot hold Raw hostage. I like this rage, but you need to channel it for Survivor Series because... Shane disrespected Raw when he stole the World Cup, and Braun yells, I don't give a damn about Shane, and I don't give a damn about representing you at Survivor Series. So Stephanie, again, with no fear whatsoever, yells at Braun, well, I do give a damn. And as the commissioner of Raw, you and everyone else on this roster better give a damn, too. Even Triple H was afraid of Braun.
Yeah.
You know, like, they had the Survivor Series match last year. He was afraid of Braun. He tried to pedigree him, but... You know, Braun power slammed him.
Yeah.
Stephanie should be afraid. But this is WWE saying that none of the women are ever in danger because the biggest monster on the show would never even think of hurting a woman.
Ever.
No.
This isn't the Dudley Boys and Mae Young.
Right. So Stephanie offers Braun a proposition.
Now, Team Raw has defeated Team SmackDown the past 2 years in a row. And when you lead our team to victory again this Sunday night, you can have whatever you want. Money, planes, trains, automobiles, you name it. My word is my bond.
Okay.
He should have just went like this. Good.
Few things there.
Yeah.
One, don't ever... mention one of my favorite movies ever. I love Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Who doesn't?
It is comedy at its best. Two, why is she backing on Braun winning this thing for? This dude does not win anything. Ever. He is the Sonya Deville of the men's
team. He's the Big Show.
Yeah, but I think the last match he won was Survivor Series last year.
Yeah.
True.
Just kidding.
Yeah. He should have. So be Stephanie and give me those options again. What can I have?
Planes, trains, automobiles.
He should have went like, planes.
Because like, that means you get multiple planes.
Yeah, multiple planes.
At least two.
Hey, Braun, a couple planes isn't so bad.
Right. Yeah.
I'll take planes.
Can I have a G6?
Planes, trains, automobiles?
Yeah.
What the? What?
No, you know what, Stephanie? I want you to acquire me a train.
Okay. I'm going to say...
You know, I'm afraid of flying. I'll take the train. Yeah.
The Lucha House Party, all three being in the ring... That's what the fuck moment number one.
Yeah.
Stephanie saying planes, trains, and automobiles.
Yeah.
Number two.
Right. She also says, my word is my bond, which was what Rhonda said a couple weeks ago before Evolution.
Right.
Which that just always reminds me of No Holds Barred, Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
My word is my bond.
So Yuki. Braun says, I don't care about planes or trains. I want another Universal Championship match against Brock Lesnar. But before, I want a match with Baron Corbin where I get to choose the stipulation. Stephanie says, done, but only on one condition. You can't touch Corbin until after Survivor Series. You must prove that you're a team player and a proud member of the Raw roster. And then you can have whatever you want. That's how you treat a monster.
Wait,
like he would care about any of this shit.
I thought he said, I want another Universal Championship loss against Brock Lesnar.
That's what he said.
Okay.
Right.
You got it right.
Just making sure.
You got it right.
So Braun says, I better, because if not, I'll go to WWE headquarters and destroy the whole building.
Okay.
And Stephanie says, understood. Like,
yeah, right.
Okay.
He will.
Yeah. I believe he will do it.
Yeah.
I'm being very honest about what I want. I'm here to motivate everyone on the Raw roster. But then Ronda Rousey's music hits, and the one thing that Stephanie does well is look afraid of Ronda Rousey. That's the one thing that she does well.
Because she's a woman, and I'm a woman, and she can beat me up.
She has no fear for Braun,
none.
But Ronda's music hits, and she's like, oh, shit.
She shits her pants.
Yeah. So Ronda gets in the ring, and Stephanie tries to suck up by introducing her, but Ronda snatches the mic away.
Ooh.
Ronda says, save the pep talk, Steph. There's nothing you could say to make me more motivated than I already am. I've been waiting for a challenge like Becky Lynch ever since I came to the WWE. Way to bury the rest of the women on Raw, Ronda.
The entire roster.
Yeah. None of them are worth anything. They're all garbage.
Yeah. Ronda also says, I'm tired of hearing the man threatening to rip my arm off. I can't wait to show the man how it's really done. So Stephanie is excited by Ronda's enthusiasm, but then Ronda says, well, maybe I don't have to wait. And she walks towards Stephanie like she's going to rip her arm off. However, the only thing that stops Ronda is Baron Corbin's music. That's how it works in WWE. Music stops everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Especially when Baron Corbin's music hits, everything stops.
Like, right.
My interest in the show.
Right. So Corbin gets in the ring because Braun can't touch him for now. And he says Survivor Series is a must-win situation. And then he tells Ronda, we can't get overconfident. And
So if Raw loses, Shane gets control of Raw?
I don't... No, there's literally no... All it is bragging rights. They should change the name of Survivor Series to the pay-per-view bragging rights that they used to have.
Yes.
Shane should be like, you got two picks for my every one pick.
Yeah.
Right. During the draft. Sure, you have a better roster.
Right. If SmackDown wins, we get the third hour, and you go back to two.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
exactly. Oh, God, a man can dream...
Oh yeah, like that's gonna be much better.
Oh yeah,
the clones will just have a match every week. That's all that'll change.
They'll exist again.
Yeah, no, they'll be traded to Raw so that they cannot have any matches still. Yeah,
exactly.
So he puts his hand on Ronda's shoulder, so she gives him a judo flip and leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Braun then gets in Corbin's face, but then Stephanie reminds him of their deal.
Yeah, so what deal? Did they sign something? Did I miss the signature on this deal?
I think they nodded.
Oh, yeah, so he can be like, I killed Strowman, and now our deal starts.
Yes.
I mean, it was just like, if you say it, it's you know, law binding.
Yeah.
I bring back the authority.
Binding.
Fuck. Shit. Fuck. Shit.
We've got.
I take it back. No backseas, double stamp, your triple stamp, done.
D
damn it.
You're done.
And you're
shit. Oh, wait, fuck.
And you're still going to murder Edge?
Wait, doesn't that at least negate the thing I said?
Nope.
No, it does not.
No, because you saved him. If you would have murdered Edge, you could have not brought back the authority, but you saved him.
You saved him, yeah. You jackass. Shit.
So instead of beating up Corbin, Braun gives Corbin a glimpse into his future.
Enjoy your time being Stephanie's lapdog, because after Survivor Series, I'm going to neuter you.
So, Braun,
he's going to
neuter. What the fuck moment number three.
He's going to rip Corbin's balls off.
I'm going to neuter you.
I can't wait.
This could be the highest rated segment ever.
I thought he was totally going to say, you're going to get these hands.
Yeah.
But he said,
I'm going to neuter you.
I'm going to neuter
with
you.
With my mouth.
You'll slightly like, enjoy it.
You might enjoy this. But yeah. Not as much as I will.
Wait, what, where are we going with this?
He should have been like, I'm going to shrink your head and collect it like you collect yours. Fucking heads, you fucking psychopath.
Right.
Jesus. Collects human heads.
Human heads! How do you not laugh at this fucking show?
So
next up, we have Ember Moon versus Tamina with Nia Jax ringside and Alexa Bliss watching parallel to the television backstage.
Yeah.
So Ember sets up for the eclipse, but Nia distracts her. Tamina then super kicks Ember off the turnbuckle and then hits the shitty splash off the top rope for the win. And then after the match, Nia Jax leg drops Ember and the Samoan Monsters celebrate. That's their name.
I'm still waiting for the segment where like another wrestler tries to show someone something on their cell phone. They're like, let's look at this video.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Well, they can't upstage this.
Nakamura did that on SmackDown. Next up, Corey Graves interviews Seth Rollins in the ring. And Corey asks Seth about his match with Nakamura for Survivor Series. But Seth still wants answers from Ambrose.
Yep.
So we go to the Titantron. And we see Ambrose in the parking lot, sitting on a car next to a trash can that's on fire.
Did you see the tweet on this someone made?
What?
They're like, I am Dean Ambrose, and welcome to Jackass.
That's good.
Yeah.
So Dean finally speaks, but again, he doesn't really give an answer.
No.
He does say that the Shield made him weak, but every day is a new day, a chance to be reborn, a chance to take the past and burn it down. And then he tosses the Shield jacket in the fire, and Seth leaves the ring pissed.
So he's joining the New Day.
Yes.
Thank God he put that fake gasoline on it, because I don't know how that jacket would have burned in a trash fire.
Yeah, that was weird.
It would have burned in a minute.
Yeah, but you know what? He's kind of a lunatic.
He is.
So that's something a lunatic would do.
Yeah.
And if it was real gas, and he dropped it in that fire, it would have blown
up. Yeah.
You know, I'm still waiting for Total Lunatic this fall on E.
Oh, my God.
He would have blown up, I think.
I think he would have blown up.
He got it all over himself. He's like... Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Mike, after this, Michael Cole asks Renee, he's like, all right, let's try this again. Renee, what's going on? Do you even talk to your husband?
Yeah.
And she's like, I have no clue.
Right.
I don't even know who he is.
She's clueless.
I don't even remember
Renee,
getting married.
File for divorce. I mean, I love Ambrose more than anyone, but he really sounds like a piece of shit husband.
Yeah.
He really does. So next up, Kurt Angle's music hits.
Uh-huh.
But then record scratch. Was that a cat dying?
Close it
enough.
Was.
Close
same thing.
I'll move on.
Ziggler's music hits, followed by Drew McIntyre. They get in the ring, and McIntyre says, when I first showed up on Raw, I told you I was going to take over. Do you believe me now? And Drew brags about breaking the Shield and breaking Kurt Angle. He then looks in the camera and says,
Raw is my show now. It belongs to me.
So then Finn Balor comes to the ring. And what does he tell McIntyre? You be Balor, I'll be McIntyre.
I get to be Balor?
Yeah.
I don't, what did he say?
He said, like, you crossed the line for humiliating Kurt.
Oh, yeah. You crossed the line for humiliating Kurt.
Wow. You did a good Balor. That's why I asked you to do Balor.
I've done a good Balor before?
Before you have. So Drew tells him, you're just out here because I kicked your little head off last week. So Balor challenges Drew to a match right now. But Drew says, you can face Ziggler first. And if you win, maybe I'll lower myself to your level. So Ziggler looks upset, like, what the fuck? I didn't agree to this. But then McIntyre headbutts Balor and he's like, cool, I'm in.
Sold.
So it's a hell of a fake headbutt, too.
Yeah.
It looks like he connects big time on
It was good. So impromptu match, Ziggler versus Balor, which Balor wins with a roll-up, and then he retreats up the ramp before McIntyre murders him. And then backstage, Stephanie tells Balor she wants him to be on Team Raw, but then McIntyre and Ziggler show up pissed off, and Stephanie tells them, you all have to work together on Sunday, but after you win, you can get back to tearing each other apart.
So guaranteeing that the men's team does not win, basically.
I guess. We'll see. Next up, we go backstage where Charlie Caruso interviews Ronda Rousey. And Ronda says, when Becky was learning the alphabet, I was learning arm bars. When she was learning how to juggle, I was learning arm bars. Did Ronda's mother teach her anything other than arm bars?
Arm bars.
No.
So after that, things get weird.
Becky, you are so hypersensitive. You're not just the man. You are the millennial man. You are the skinny jeans wearing, V-neck sporting, avocado toast munching, winged shoe wearing millennial man with a bubble wrapped ego and a porcelain self-perception. Someone needs to tell the man that I am not Charlotte Flair. Raw is not SmackDown, and being offended doesn't make you right. So you can put the violins away, champ. You are not Oliver Twist, and I'm not some trust fund baby golden child. Okay, every fan that I got has watched me sweat for every single ounce of their respect. They've watched me bleed for every little inch of progress. They've watched me mourn every single setback. And I sure as hell didn't pour my heart and soul into changing the meaning of fight like a girl so the leader of the women's evolution could call herself the man.
But I like avocado toast.
Not bad.
Rhonda, have you met your husband? I mean,
yeah.
Was he standing there and that's how you cut your promo? You're like, V-neck.
Let me think of all the things I hate about my husband.
Eating avocado toast?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Can we put that as what the fuck? Because I don't know what that
is. What the fuck? Ron is the fuck indeed?
Yeah, avocado toast munching.
Yeah. Mm. What setbacks have you had in WWE? You got your first title match as your second match.
Yeah.
Avocado carpet munching.
Yeah. That's how I saw it.
That's how I heard it, for sure.
So then Nia and Tamina walk up to wish Ronda good luck at Survivor Series. They're like, oh, good luck, champ. And then that's it. They walk away.
Yeah.
Mm. Next up, the Riot Squad comes out to the ring. And Ruby pretends to feel bad about breaking Jim Neidhart's glasses last week. But then she smiles because she enjoyed every second of
it. Oh, gee, what a surprise.
She also says Jim Neidhart wore sunglasses because he was ashamed to look at his own daughter.
Jesus Christ.
So... Natalya's music hits. Liv and Sarah go to meet her at the ramp, but Natalya comes through the crowd to attack Ruby in the ring. Of course, the numbers game catches up, and Ruby and Sarah hit Natalya with the worst heart attack in the history of wrestling.
Yes. I had a heart attack watching it.
And where's Becky and Sasha? Her new friend.
You mean Bailey and Sasha?
Bailey and Sasha.
Yeah. I guess they're off the show, but they come back later.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Very weird. But next up, we have the tag team battle royal.
Okay.
Thank you, Kyrie.
she's a part of our show now.
She is the best addition of our show.
So Corey Graves called the Revival the best tag team in all of WWE. Well, they're not, but they should be.
They used to be.
Look, he likes slobbing the NXT knob, so that goes right along with what he usually says. But
gargling the old NXT balls.
Yeah, they're not, but they could be.
No.
30 seconds later, the Revival gets eliminated.
And that had to be Vince like, oh, Corey's talking him up again. Get him out of the ring now.
You're not the best color man for nothing.
Lucha House Party eliminates one of them, I think Scott Dawson. And then the B team throw out Dash Wilder.
Yeah, who?
So wait, wasn't the rules where if one goes out, the other? Yes.
Yeah, but they just did it anyway. To humiliate them.
Yeah,
right after Corey said,
"How humiliating!"
Yeah,
yeah.
So Rudy and Gable get the win, so they'll be the team captains for the tag team Survivor Series
for a match that no one gives a shit.
Yeah, elimination match.
Rude and Gable will lead their team of jobbers to fight the Usos, the New Day. Who else?
Sanity.
All former tag champions.
Yeah, right.
Gallows and Anderson.
Yeah. Former tag champs. Yeah. And then the Colognes. Yeah.
But Rude and Gable have
former Ring of Honor special guests.
Yeah, former bullfighters.
Former.
Former beach lovers.
Formers.
Former or future endeavors.
Future jobbers of America.
Yeah. But no, Rude and Gable have an awesome new move, which I hope is their finisher, the neck breaker into a moonsault.
What the fuck was that?
That was awesome.
It was amazing. Yeah.
That was so great.
Yeah.
Next up, it's Brock Lesnar time. Heyman hypes his Beast's match against AJ Styles on Sunday. And things get weird.
Well, this Sunday, AJ Styles is going to fly into Los Angeles, check in to the Hotel California, go all the way up to the top to the suite marked Shoeplex City. And he will take the beating that is coming the way of the WWE Champion. And for those of you kids who don't know the reference to Hotel California, Google it, bitches.
What? Wow.
What?
Five. What the fuck moment what? Number five.
Yep.
I just, what?
Paul, easy, bud.
Yeah.
Not everybody's an Eagles fan.
Google it, bitches.
Jesus.
That was just so forced.
Yeah.
So then out comes Jinder Mahal. What? Write that. What the fuck?
No. Jinder. I mean, it's close.
Jinder Mahal comes out with the Singh brothers and reminds everyone that he was supposed to face Lesnar at Survivor Series last year until he lost the WWE Championship to AJ Styles on SmackDown 2 weeks before the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I'm not one to use this phrase very often, but Jinder, stay in your fucking lane, okay?
Yeah.
Like, what are you thinking?
Well, so then Mahal offers to show Brock his mantra, and again, things get weird.
Your mantra?
Hanji Mera Mantra.
Mantra! We're here to listen to your... Do you want to even bother listening to his mantra?
I can help you, Brock. Come on in. You should really hear this. After all, you're Jewish.
All right, so racist Paul and racist Brock. What the fuck moment number six?
What is going
Paul
on?
Did the racist Indian
mantra
thing. And then Brock's like, well, you're a fucking Jew, so you stay here too. What the hell is going on?
Oh, my God.
And that was hour one.
Well, that was also Brock's babyface turn, I think.
Oh, my God. Sure.
Babyface. Yeah.
You can always turn someone babyface when they make fun
but
of
But making
Jews.
A Jew joke.
Yeah, the Borat turn.
Give me your tears, Gypsy.
What is
I need them for the Sunday.
What is happening to this show? So Mahal gets in the ring. Lesnar does the Shanti thing with him, but then he beats up Mahal and the Singh brothers. I think he breaks Sunil's neck in the process.
He break a neck.
And then he finish Mahal off with an F5 outside the ring.
Yeah. He finish him off with a nice little F5.
An F5 explosion.
Explosion of F5.
On his stomach.
Very nice.
So yeah, that's how fast the Mahal-Lesnar match would have went.
That would have been it.
That was it.
And we would have been there to witness that. Thank God.
Yeah.
Brock, did you mean to call Heyman a Jew?
Yes.
Yeah. So next up, we have Bobby Lashley versus Elias.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Winner gets to be the final member of the Raw Men's Survivor Series team.
At least this time they turned on each other. Double turn.
Yeah. Double turn.
Yeah, because they were...
Joe's a fan of the double turn.
Double turn.
Flip-flop. Right.
Before the match, Lashley does some poses in the ring, including bending over and spanking his ass.
I'm sorry.
What?
This has to go on the list.
Of course it does.
He bent over and slapped his own ass. What is happening?
While Leo Rush cheered him on.
Yeah, what is happening?
I was half expecting him to do the thing from Ace Ventura where he makes his ass talk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hi there, Leo Rush.
Right?
I'm your best friend.
So Elias appears.
Come on in.
All right, time to go back home. So Elias appears on the stage with his guitar, and then he pulls out his cell phone and steals the show.
Hello, I am Elias. This is Child Protective Services. Yeah, I've got Bobby Lashley in the ring right now as the child I believe he kidnapped weeks ago. How old? Son, how old are you? I mean, he can't be more than 10. He's got the poor child pointing at his pecs and his bust. I mean, Bobby Lashley was just bent over.
Is that you laughing or is that the commentators?
No, that's the commentators.
The commentators are laughing, yeah.
Like they should.
It was funny.
Like when we have audio playing, like you mute our mics.
Yeah, well,
so we're not like
they're not as professional as us, Eric.
They're not.
Clearly.
Clearly.
Amateurs.
Yeah.
So onto the match. They fight outside the ring while the ref's counting. Lashley gets back in the ring. Elias is about to as well. But then Leo Rush appears from under the ring and holds Elias's leg. So he can't make it in the ring before the count of 10. So Lashley wins via countout. This was how Ellsworth eliminated Strowman in Survivor Series 2 years ago.
Yeah.
After the match, Elias throws Leo Rush into Lashley. So,
hey, Joe, let me ask you a question. Mm. Let's say you're a pro wrestler.
Yeah.
You're outside of the ring, mm-hmm. about to jump in. And then Andrew's son, Leo, grabs your legs. Are you immobilized at that point?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because first I'm like, what's going on down there?
Yeah.
Hey, you. Are you grabbing my 10? What?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you ever, ever compare Leo Rush to my son ever again.
Leo to Leo?
You son of a bitch.
Spelt differently.
Spells his name like an idiot. Leo Rush with an I in there. Total moron, that guy. So next up, Alexa Bliss chooses the members of the Raw women's team. She walks to the ring with Mickey James, Tamina Snuka, and Nia Jax. So right away, you already know three of them.
Who look like they're like all going to a funeral.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, Alexa says Natalia's also on the team, but she sent her home early tonight. So is Alexa the Raw GM of the women now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And why Natalia?
Yeah, why Natalia?
Like,
what the fuck? Why Natalia?
Why Natalia? Yeah.
The only babyface on the team.
Yeah, it's pointless.
So Alexa also tells Nia, I hope we can put our past differences behind us. At least she mentioned that they fucking hate each other.
Yeah.
Alexa then says, one final match will decide who is the fifth member of Team Raw. So we have Sasha Banks versus Bayley.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Thank you. And Corey.
Thank you.
Corey asks Renee a question at the start of the match, but Cole keeps interrupting her with play-by-play. Take a listen to this.
Renee, you know both of these young ladies very, very well. In your opinion, who would be a better fit for Team Raw, Bayley or Sasha?
I think I gotta go Bayley on this one. Her heart...
I roll up by Bayley to kick out.
Her heart and her mind are in the right place. She's in
roll
her pocket.
Through. Kick out by Sasha.
What the fuck, dude?
Serious.
Oh. Write it down.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Cole constantly interrupts Renee.
Yeah.
Renee, what do you think about this? Oh, roll up. I saw. Oh, kick out. Shut the fuck up, Cole.
Cole, is there an audio only version of Raw that we need to know about?
Right.
We're watching the show.
Yeah.
We're watching it. We can see what's happening. Don't ask her opinion and not let her finish because you have to tell us a kick out just happened that we can clearly see from a non finishing move.
30 seconds into the match, we know these roll ups are not ending the match.
Yeah. Yes.
We know. Trust us.
Just Cole being pissed.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. Like in real life. Like,
well, Renee took a really long pause. I imagine in real life she was like, what the fuck? Okay, I'll keep talking. All right. So like it was just, what the hell are you doing, Cole?
Jesus.
So Bayley hits Sasha with a Bayley to belly on the apron. Very nice spots. In the end, Sasha puts Bayley in the bank statement, but Mickey, Nia, and Tamina end the match in a double DQ, knocking out both women. Alexa then says, neither of them won the match, so allow me to introduce my fifth member of Team Raw, Ruby Riott. Ruby comes out, and they all pose in the ring.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we go backstage, where a bunch of people are yelling, and the cameraman is running towards the locker room, and where we see Becky Lynch on top of Ronda Rousey.
Yes.
With the disarmer locked in.
Yes.
Ronda screamed in pain until some officials convinced Becky to stop.
And by convincing her, they're like, oh, come on, Becky. Come on, Becky.
What the fuck, Becky?
What the...
Becky.
Aw, Becky.
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 No, Becky. So Becky's music hits in the arena, and she walks to the ring.
She struts to the ring.
Yeah. She does.
Yeah, and you're like, Becky, go kill them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for a moment, I was like, I think she's going to go beat all of them up.
It's like when Stone Cold would come to the ring.
He could clearly beat up everybody.
Hit the ring and stun 10 people.
Yeah.
They're all trying to fight him, but he manages to stun all 10 of them.
All 10.
They're all like, oh, we're ready for you. But then the SmackDown Women's Division comes from the crowd to attack the women of Raw. Even Charlotte Flair. She's like all in with Becky here.
After this whole, I'm not doing anything, Paige. I don't feel like it.
Yeah.
And then now she's all in.
She's all in. Hashtag all in.
Yes. Yeah. So during this huge melee, Nia Jax punches Becky in the face for real.
For reals.
Becky's face is covered in blood.
Covered.
But she manages to continue to perform.
Yeah.
Ronda's music hits and she charges the ring. She beats up a few SmackDown superstars, but sells her arm injury. And she actually sells it a little too much here because she goes for a clothesline on Peyton Royce, but it's like this super weak clothesline because she's selling her arm injury.
She gives her the world's weakest clothesline, and she's like, That's exactly what she was like.
And who is she helping? Nia Jax, one of her biggest rivals.
You're right.
Yeah. Tamina, the stupid slut bitch that just came back. Who are you helping?
Five heels in the ring.
Yeah.
You're helping all the heels.
Who all want your title.
I guess she hates Becky, so she wants Becky.
Yeah.
So Becky comes back in the ring with a chair and hits Ronda in the gut. And Ronda did a great job here of slapping the chair so it made a loud sound when she hit her in the gut.
Yep. Yeah.
Becky then hits Ronda in her injured arm with the chair a couple times. The SmackDown women then walk up the stairs through the crowd with the Raw women laid out around the ring and an angry Ronda in the ring. And there was a dumbass fan blocking the stairs trying to high-five all of the women. And Charlotte actually shook his hands. Like, it was so fucking weird.
Yes, great.
Go back and watch that. The stupid assholes not letting them leave.
Yeah.
And then Becky got to the top, posed with the blood all over her face. Becky Lynch is a badass.
Or something like, and then she mouthed like, this is my show now.
Yeah.
Something
like that. Oh, and my then, God. Draft her to Raw immediately.
I mean,
I finished. There was explosion.
I finished with no hand touch.
Yes.
You willed it out.
No hand relief needed.
No hand relief needed.
Yeah. And then we go backstage where Stephanie's just yelling at Corbin. Yeah,
Fix it. Why would you want to end on this when you have bloody Becky Lynch saying this is my show
because
now?
Because it's all about Stephanie. It's still all about Stephanie.
Becky is so... Has any woman ever been this over?
No. Not Trish, not
this is
Lita.
The chick who's been around for 3 years.
Yeah.
And now she's incredible. I think, well, we'll talk about it.
As big as Bayley was,
I'll wait
in NXT,
till you talk about
it's not as big as Becky.
I'm going to tell you why I think Becky should just go like full Stone Cold. Like, you're a heel, but you're a face.
Yeah.
And you're in now.
Absolutely.
You're a made woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She is.
She kind of did. Yeah. She kind
of
did.
Yeah. I mean, we get right to it because SmackDown starts with a recap of the end of Raw.
Yeah.
And Tom Phillips tells us that Becky Lynch will not be able to compete after sustaining a broken face and a severe concussion. They showed multiple camera angles of Nia punching Becky right in the face. How many more chances does Nia Jax get?
Right.
She dropped Charlotte on her head. She's injured so many women. How many more chances? And now she just ruined the best match for Survivor Series.
She and ruined the most hype match of the pay-per-view.
She had a fist and threw her arm straight out.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm fighting Eric, it's going to be like a stomp with, like, a loose hand.
Right. Yes.
Stone Cold never did this.
No.
You can see when he's hitting you, his hand's, like, loose like this. Yeah. Did we care? No, he's the greatest of all time.
Right.
Stop hurting everyone.
Yeah.
Between you and Brie Bella, everyone's going to be dead within a year.
Like, the first thing... Seriously, the first rule of wrestling, like, is open fist striking.
Right.
Yeah. You don't strike
she
with an
like
open
a tight,
fist.
No. Giant fist.
Like, you see her punch her square in her face.
Giant bitch.
So much it knocks her on her ass.
Yeah. Oh, I'm legit pissed off at Nia.
No she one else fell down when they got hit.
Yeah.
Only Becky, because she's concussed now.
So bad.
And I wish Becky would have reacted the way Vader reacted when Ken Shamrock hit him a couple times for real.
Oh, yeah.
By literally trying to murder her right there and then.
Well, yeah. Becky couldn't because she fucking got punched to the ground.
Yeah.
And she had to collect herself. But yeah. Totally fucked
So when Nia finally does fight Rousey, I want it to be just one big squash match. Like, Nia doesn't even get in offense.
I think it almost has to, because how can they even let Nia fight? What if Nia injures Ronda?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, Ronda's still their biggest women's star, at least in WWE's eyes, even though, you know, everyone loves Becky the most now.
For sure on Raw, because look at who's on the Raw women's team.
Yeah.
Mickey James.
Right.
Tamina. Nia. Natty.
Natty.
Yeah, Natty.
Ruby.
Ruby.
Oh.
I mean... Who's left?
Right.
Alicia Fox?
Ugh.
She was captain last year.
She was.
She didn't even make
true statement. Never forget. So next
captain,
up.
Captain, my captain.
AJ Styles gets in the ring to cut a promo on Brock Lesnar, but Paul Heyman comes from the crowd to interrupt him.
What?
Heyman says, when you think of the greatest in-ring performers in WWE history, we're talking about Ricky Steamboat, Ric Flair, Shawn Michaels, and you, AJ Styles. You're this close to being as good as number one, Daniel Bryan. And Heyman says, we know we're never going to get Brock Lesnar versus Daniel Bryan, but I'm honored that I'll have the best view this Sunday, seeing the second best in-ring performer in WWE.
It was at that moment I knew we were getting Daniel Bryan versus Brock Lesnar this Sunday.
Yeah. So AJ Styles reminds Heyman, I didn't just beat Daniel Bryan, I tapped him out. And he also reminds Heyman that Brock may have beaten him last year, but he didn't walk out. He limped out.
Ooh.
So I'm either pinning Brock's shoulders to the mat or he's tapping out at Survivor Series. So then Daniel Bryan comes out to the ring and tells AJ Styles, if you mention my name one more time without reason, I will punch you in the face.
Without reason? You're a competitor in the same show.
Yeah.
There's plenty of reasons, Daniel.
Right. So AJ tells Daniel, Heyman brought up your name, not me. But when someone asks me who's one of the best in the ring, I can't tell them Daniel Bryan? And for some reason, this upsets Daniel.
Pisses him off.
Well,
being called the best.
Yeah.
And Eric.
Yeah.
You're the best podcaster.
Oh. You son of a bitch.
Well, fuck you.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
Fuck you too, Joe.
He punches AJ in the face like a total asshole. And then Shane runs out with refs to eventually split them up. And then after the commercial break, they're in the GM's office or whoever the fuck.
Screaming at each other.
Daniel and Shane are yelling at each other with Paige just in the background.
Losing her mind.
And then AJ walks in yelling, give me the match, give me the match. There's like 10 people in this small room trying to split them up. And then Shane finally says, fine, the title's on the line tonight.
Yeah. I thought Paige was just going to do one of those things where she yells like, shut up really loud and everyone stops. Like, oh.
Yeah. Or maybe like a Paige here, and then they all scream and run away.
That would have been more appropriate.
Yeah. Next up, we have Andrade Cien Almas versus Jeff Hardy with Zelina Vega ringside.
Right.
It was a good match, but Jeff wins with the Swanton Bomb.
Yeah,
of course, because he's on the Survivor Series team.
Yes.
Next up, Paige tells The Miz backstage that Daniel Bryan is no longer on Team SmackDown, so he's the sole captain.
Which is weird.
Just because he has a title shot? Okay.
Right.
So Miz then adds...
Hold on a minute. That's not enough. Why is Daniel Bryan off of the Survivor Series team? What the fuck moment number 9?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That didn't explain that at all.
No.
He's just off.
He's off.
Because he has a match?
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Hardy's had a match. Is he back off? It's retarded.
Yeah. So yes. Miz adds Jeff Hardy to Team SmackDown, but he kicks off Rey Mysterio right to his face.
For no reason.
And Paige tells Miz, well, if you want Rey off the team, you have to beat him first, and that match is next.
Yeah. That wasn't a bad idea, that little moment.
Yeah.
Like, you want him off, beat him.
Sure.
Samoa Joe was also there, and he had a weird exchange with the Miz, but whatever. Because
he tried to say he smelled.
Yeah.
Like coconut oil.
Next up, Dasha Fuentes interviews Nakamura backstage. And Dasha asks Nakamura, how do you plan on beating Seth Rollins? Nakamura holds up his phone showing Seth on Raw, and things get weird.
All I've thought about is Seth. I'm a Seth. I bring Seth. I drink Seth. And he's not thinking about me. He broke my heart. So, at Survivor Series, I will break his face.
Rest in peace.
I will drink his face.
What did he say?
I will drink his piss.
That's exactly
he said. What were those things he was saying?
Drink is Seth. I will drink Seth.
Nakamura, 10.
And then he said, she broke my heart. He said, she broke my heart. Yeah.
Well, Seth's a woman, right?
I guess.
Clearly.
The fuck is going on?
What is happening?
We're at 10?
Yeah.
10. Okay. Next up, we have The Miz versus Rey Mysterio.
Okay.
It shit never fucking gets old.
Because I don't expect it.
Yeah. Miz comes out holding the Marine 6 Blu-ray in his hands.
Well, see, I can see the note, so I'm expecting it, but I still, like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, he comes out holding the Marine 6, future Patreon episode.
Can we borrow that, Miz? Hey, does someone want to Amazon Prime it to us? We'll recap it.
Please.
Make sure there's a digital copy so we can share it.
Yeah. Right. So, Rey wins with a roll-up. After the match, Orton appears out of nowhere, and he tries to hit Mysterio with an RKO, but Rey gets away. So instead, Randy gives an RKO to The Miz.
Huh.
And he still has nothing to do.
Nothing.
At Survivor Series.
You think he just takes out a team member, like, the day of? And they're like, well, who's going to replace him? And Randy, like, comes from behind the curtain, like, I will.
I don't know.
Captain Dick fingers himself.
RKO for hire. Hashtag RKO for hire.
Hashtag RKO for hire.
Next up, Paige introduces the entire SmackDown women's roster to the ring.
Here we go.
Literally takes the time to introduce each one.
With entrance music.
It's like 8 fucking minutes of entrances.
Right.
And then she introduces Becky because she's going to pick her replacement for Survivor Series.
Mm-hmm.
Becky comes out with a black eye and her face just does not look good.
No.
Because it's all fucked up. It's broken.
Thanks, Nia.
It's broken.
Because she's a monster.
She's looking hotter than ever.
What? Huh?
That's a weird fetish you have.
Yeah.
Becky says, I'm angry as hell. Unfortunately, Naya. The medical team will not clear me to fight on Sunday. But when I had Ronda Rousey screaming in pain, that was just a taste of what I was going to do to her.
But I'm sorry. I'm sorry to everybody that I can't finish what I started. Yet. Because Rhonda, you're not the baddest bitch on the planet. You're the luckiest.
Wow.
Very nice line.
Wow.
Great line.
So now what? Becky has to choose a replacement. She stares down all of the women.
Every one of them.
Even Lana. Yeah. Like, I thought the crowd was going to just burst into laughter. I actually thought Becky was going to burst into laughter, like, after staring down Lana.
Or Lana just take a step back, like, I don't want any part of this.
Right. Of course, of all the women she stares down, who gets the loudest pop? Asuka.
Yeah.
Of course.
She's even like, pick me! Pick me!
I'm ready. Yeah. I'm ready. We don't know if she's ready, but I'm ready.
Yeah. However, Becky chooses Charlotte and tells her,
of course,
make her tap out. And then they shake hands.
And then they hug.
And then they hug. Write it down.
What the fuck moment number? And then they whisper.
I'll write this down.
She's like whispering shit
but
in her
I
ear.
I loved the heel slash face back turn. Like, she's so amazing. She's so good. You almost have to stone cold her.
Yeah.
It's such a... You have so to ride the given, high.
I know, but they fucking hate each other.
She should have given Charlotte a stunner.
They just... Yeah. They just feuded. They just had like three matches, a last woman standing in, to kill each other.
Yeah.
And now they're like, love you.
Love
well,
you.
Also because Charlotte was trying to disappear. And that storyline just got nixed because of this injury.
Yeah.
But they didn't know about this before they invaded Raw.
Charlotte
and Charlotte was one of the people
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, Charlotte would have ended up being on Team SmackDown.
Right.
For sure. Yeah.
But what was the angle there?
I don't fucking know.
So stupid. So that's part of
most
this.
Most of the time, they don't know.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
So backstage, Charlotte tells Dasha Fuentes, I spent my entire career fighting against Becky, but this Sunday I will fight for Becky. She doesn't have leukemia. This is not a Roman Reigns situation.
No,
right.
Which, by the way, again on Raw, I didn't mention this, but Seth brought up Roman again.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, enough already. It's just ridiculous. So Charlotte says, it'll be my honor when this queen beats Ronda Rousey and proves SmackDown is the superior brand.
Right.
If there's any silver lining, maybe this means that they're saving Becky and Ronda for WrestleMania.
Sure. I can deal with that.
Or they're just going to have Ronda and Charlotte again at WrestleMania.
Well,
I don't know.
We'll see how this match goes.
Hopefully we'll get it, though. It's
they let
somewhere.
Ronda win here and so that Charlotte can win at WrestleMania, maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Charlotte's not losing the next 10 WrestleManias. I'm just telling you guys right now.
Yeah, book probably
it.
Not.
Book it.
Yeah. Book it.
So next up, we have The Big Bar versus The New Day.
Okay! 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 Mm-hmm.
Long story short, Kofi jumps off the top rope, but gets the KO punch from The Big Show. The Big Bar gets the win. Still no explanation as to why Big Show is with
them. Zero.
Well, it's a mystery.
Zero!
Well, it's a big shot. I don't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
Backstage, the Usos go into, like, the boiler room or some shit where the Colognes, Good Brothers, and Sanity are just hanging out.
Hanging out.
And they give them some SmackDown shirts.
And then they're like,
hey, man, come on, join Team SmackDown.
And then they're like, you got to pay for those, too.
Yeah.
$20, just like Venmo, pay me.
Yeah. So they all join the tag team Survivor Series team for SmackDown. Right. Tag team.
Yeah.
Welcome to the SmackDown Penitentiary, they say at the end. Good God.
Wow.
So for the main event, we have Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles for the WWE Championship.
Okay! Okay! Okay!
Thank you. So at the end of the match, Styles goes for the phenomenal forearm, but Daniel moves out of the way, so AJ knocks down the ref.
Oh.
So Daniel decides to kick AJ in the balls.
Yep.
And then he hits the running knee.
Yep.
Lil Nate wakes up.
Yep.
Counts the 1, 2, 3.
Yep.
And Daniel becomes the new WWE champion.
What the fuck moment, number 12.
Yes.
DB.
After the match, Daniel hits AJ with a yes kick right to the head and then stomps on his head some more.
Killing him in the process.
Yeah, because he wasn't in the mixed match challenge match later that
right.
night.
Right, him and Brie couldn't. Yeah, no, Styles wasn't.
No.
He was replaced by Jeff Harvey.
Jeff Harvey. Daniel then grabs the WWE Championship and has a big smile on his face.
Who was that? Mike?
Mike Adamly.
Mike Adamly.
Jeff Harvey.
You have one job.
The only GM worse than Vicky Guerrero.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, Daniel, he has the WWE Championship, big smile on his face, no yes chance from the crowd.
Yep.
Everyone hates Daniel Bryan.
Hooray! Yeah. It worked.
The biggest baby face in the company is now a heel.
The only thing that could have made this good is if The Miz came out to the top of the stage and was clapping, like almost crying.
Yeah, they're best friends now.
They're best friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been good.
Right.
You could have had the feel-good story of Daniel Bryan winning the WWE Championship at WrestleMania. He was my pick to win the Rumble.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Fuck you.
Fuck me.
Double E.
Ebobushin. And that's how SmackDown ends, with Daniel Bryan winning the title, but Vince is like, yeah, I'll give you Daniel Bryan winning the title, but I'm going to do it in a way that you'll hate it, that you won't even like it. So.
And you'll like it. I'll make sure of it.
Right. Hey, guess what? Joe, Eric, and myself are going to be at WrestleMania in New York next year. We hope to see you there, but when we go, we will be using first-class luggage at a coach price, thanks to the innovative people at Away. The company started when two friends from New York were stuck at JFK with dead phones, delayed flights. So they decided to make luggage with power. And they did their research by asking thousands of people how they pack, why they travel, and what bugs them most about their luggage. So then they designed a bag that solves all of those problems. The interior of the luggage features a patent-pending compression system, four 360-degree spinner wheels, a TSA-approved combination lock, a removable laundry bag to separate your dirty clothes. But of course, the best part is the cell phone charger. You don't have to fight for a spot at the charging station in the airport anymore, because now your luggage will charge your phone. Away has any size suitcase you need, from carry-on to large, depending on the length of your trip. They also have a lifetime warranty, so if anything breaks, they'll fix or replace it for you for life. They even give you a 100-day trial, so you can try it out for your next trip, and if it's not for you, go ahead and return it for a full refund. No questions asked. And right now, for $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com/CLNS and use the promo code CLNS at checkout. Again, for $20 off, go to awaytravel.com/CLNS and use the promo code CLNS at checkout. I also want to remind everyone that we do have four different t-shirts you can choose from at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. We got a shirt with the podcast logo, a Push Eric shirt, the Kick Out Spear Pin Repeat shirt, and we have a fabulous Bunny Boy shirt from when Joe and I were wrestlers. And if you send it to us with a return shipping label, we'll sign it for you for free and send it right back to you. Did you know sports betting is now legal in the state of New Jersey? The best way to take advantage of making money with your sports knowledge is with the FanDuel Sportsbook app. And right now, the FanDuel Sportsbook app is offering a risk-free bet of up to $500.
That sounds like a conspiracy, McMahon.
Well, you're wrong, Jesse.
Okay.
Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using the code FLY100, that's FLY100, and you will get a site credit of up to $500 should you happen to lose your first bet. So sign up now with the code FLY100 and take advantage of your risk-free bet before it's too late. Betting through FanDuel Sportsbook app is only available in the state of New Jersey. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions. Who is your worst dressed?
Leo Rush.
Oh, Leo Rush as well.
Okay. I had Ruby Riott.
Okay. She is also awful.
Oh, best okay. dressed?
Becky.
Bloody Becky Lynch.
You guys are...
with the blood.
You guys are gross, man.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, who'd you have?
Zelina Vega.
Let's see.
So, best dressed is a bloody Becky Lynch.
Absolutely. It was fucking 100%. Awesome. Did you not love it?
Connect the dots here. Nia Jax punched her in the face, and now we have no match.
Okay, but best dressed was Becky Lynch.
Yeah, well, we didn't know that when she was dressed like that.
Yeah, right. Her face was dressed.
Yeah.
Worst acting.
I'm going to say Ronda Rousey. Like, every time she was cutting a promo,
it was bad.
She was about to cry.
She had a bad
She did lead. Look like she was going to cry. That was weird.
And avocado toast?
Avocado toast.
Avocado toast.
I mean, she had a bad week.
Sorry, Ronda.
I'm going with Nia Jax for not knowing how to throw a working punch.
Oh, yeah. That's
How long great. Have you been a wrestler, Nia?
Yeah.
Best acting.
Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch.
Stone Cold Becky Lynch.
Okay, Sweep thank you. It.
Worst comments.
What happens at a Lucha House party stays at a Lucha House party.
Yep. That's what I had.
Mm-hmm. What do you have on here for you?
Well,
anything
I,
else, Joe?
I already played it.
You are the sneakers wearing, V-neck sporting, avocado toast munching, winged shoe wearing millennial man with a bubble wrapped ego and a porcelain self-perception.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever you're talking about there.
Whatever. Ronda,
whatever that means.
Yeah. Whatever that means.
Best comments?
You're not the baddest bitch on the planet. You're the luckiest.
Yeah. Yep.
Come on. You know you want to.
All right. Sweep it.
Sweep it. Yeah. Swept.
So honorable mention.
The whole thing out too.
Yeah. Honorable mention to Elias.
Yeah.
He was really good.
Hello, is this Child Protective Services?
Oh my God.
Worst match?
I'm going to say Bailey Sasha because what the fuck?
Because of the end?
Yeah.
What'd you have?
Tamina Ember.
Sure.
That was bad too.
Super Slow Mo?
Big Show was in a match.
Ah, that's right.
Big Show wins the Super Slow Mo Big Show Award.
Big Bar versus New Day. Yeah. Best match?
I'm going to say Almas Hardy. It was new.
That's what I had.
It was different.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought the Dolph Balor match was pretty good.
That was all right.
All right. Worst move?
Heart Attack.
What about Nia punching Becky for real in the face?
Nia punching Becky for real in the face.
Sweep it.
Sweep it.
Best move?
The moonsault neckbreaker.
Yeah.
Bobby Roode thing.
Sweep it.
Yeah, I thought they were breaking up soon, but this makes me think they're going to be together for a while.
That
move is too good.
I know.
Right.
Worst moment? It's the announcement that Becky's out for Survivor Series.
Absolutely.
I'll go with that.
Yeah.
And best moment?
Standing at the top of the ramp at the end or at the top of the stairs.
I just wrote Invasion in all caps.
Just Becky Lynch kicking
Becky
ass.
Lynch.
Yeah.
Making Ronda squeal.
Becky you know, there Lynch. Was...
Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch. These are the Becky Lynch Awards.
Who would have thunk it?
Yeah. Crazy. There was one thing that I kind of wish happened. I wish there would have been a Raw invasion.
Mm-hmm.
And what would have been, what could have made it great is, you know, they talked all night about how everything's on lockdown.
Yeah.
And when the Raw women came out, let's say they hypothetically came out, started beating up SmackDown women. You have Todd Phillips going, well, how did they get in? And Corey Graves could have ripped his shirt open and been wearing a Raw shirt. Mm-hmm. And he could have been like, I let them in. And that would have been amazing.
That could have been cool, but then he can't go back to SmackDown because they would have murdered him.
Yeah.
That would be cool if you would just have him on Raw only.
Yeah.
You know what? Becky Lynch is so over. This whole thing is a work. They're like, we can't have her lose to Ronda. She's too over right now.
Right.
We have there to say she got a concussion.
Yeah.
And we have to, like, let her beat her at WrestleMania when she just right before she turns face.
If it... Okay, the only way it could be a work is if they're like, all right, but Nia's really going to punch you in the face.
Yeah.
Because you see that replay.
Hey, they've done it
you
in the past.
You can't fake that replay.
Yeah, that was just bad.
You just can't. So, yeah, that is all for awards.
Awards.
So now it's time for some breaking news.
Breaking news.
So WWE announced that the winners of the Mixed Match Challenge will be entrance number 30 in their respective Royal Rumble matches.
No.
Yeah.
No, Andrew.
It's official.
No.
Don't kill the messenger.
No.
Yep.
That's not all.
Oh, no.
They also announced that the winners will receive an all-expense paid vacation to anywhere in the world. Why is that necessary?
They do understand. Know this is a scripted show.
Like, if the Miz and Asuka win, does Miz have to be like tell Maryse, like, hey, sorry, honey, I gotta go on vacation with Asuka.
Sorry.
Like, we're gonna go to Hawaii and fuck. I mean, I have to.
It's, yeah, I mean, I'm ready for Asuka.
It's the rules. We have to go on vacation and fuck. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'll be back. How long is the vacation? A week. I'll be back in a week.
Right.
After fucking Asuka for a week.
A week.
Yeah.
Ooh. Again.
Also, Stephanie McMahon spoke with Elizabeth Schultz of CNBC and told her, 10, 20, 30 years from now, there's no reason we can't be as big or bigger than Disney.
Really? Because you have superheroes in Star Wars?
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Again, this is just a way to get in the news.
That's right. It.
What she really meant was, 10, 20, 30 years from now, there's no reason we can't be a part of Disney.
Yeah.
That's what she meant to say.
Exactly
right.
Also, Paige responded to rumors that she had been cleared to return to the ring. She tweeted, one more knock on my neck could result in paralysis. Don't read the facts on the internet. As much as I want that to be true, it's 100% not.
Yeah.
There have also been rumors that WWE is concerned for Alexa Bliss because she apparently suffered multiple concussions recently, which is why she's out of action. Alexa posted on Twitter saying, I'm not going anywhere, along with a GIF of the Terminator saying, I'll be back.
Right.
So, what do you have, Eric?
So, WWE announced that they're doing like a pre-sale for WrestleMania tickets.
Yeah.
At MetLife Stadium.
Okay.
And they're going to have some matches to go
with. In the
with
stadium.
It. In the stadium. Maybe it'll be like outside. I don't know.
Yeah, probably outside.
It'll probably be outside of the stadium. So here's some of the matches and some of the people that will be there signing autographs.
All right.
This is bad.
Mojo Rawley.
Ooh, oh, yeah. Wow.
Top guy.
Apollo Crews.
Top guy.
Oh, wow.
Sami Zayn.
Okay.
Paige, eh?
He won't be at WrestleMania. He won't be performing.
Alicia Fox.
Great.
And Jimmy Mouth of the South Hart.
What? Okay.
Yeah, plus a special appearance by The Big Show.
The Big Show.
Okay. And the evening's live matches will feature Matt Riddle versus Cassius Ohno from NXT. Also... Wow.
Wait. Like 5 months later? Okay, go ahead, sorry.
You'll also see Casey Catanzaro versus Rhea Ripley.
Mm-hmm.
And reuniting for the first time in years to face the Singh brothers.
Mm. Lita and Trish.
The DS. Yeah.
Kurt Hawkins and Zack Ryder.
Sure.
They have a podcast.
Whatever.
Who doesn't at this point?
Whatever.
Wow, what a shitty lineup.
Wow. So,
do they not want you to buy tickets?
Yeah, exactly.
So this happens...
Like, oh yeah, there's a lot of shit here.
Yeah.
You know what? We'll watch it at home.
This happens Thursday, so you can get your tickets early, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
We better hurry up and get to MetLife.
WrestleMania on sale party.
Yeah. Also, do you have anything for news, Joe?
No.
Okay, so the final thing for news... is Stone Cold Steve Austin revealed on his podcast that he currently is giving up drinking alcohol to lead a healthier lifestyle. And because this is such a big deal, because it's Stone Cold, I thought I'd sing Homer's beer song from The Simpsons.
Well, in the he Stone moved Cold to voice. Pot, basically.
Okay, well, what he said was he tried substituting pot, but it didn't work. He said it made him like...
It doesn't get you drunk.
It gave me it made me feel down.
So,
in honor of that,
oh boy.
I'm going to sing Homer's beer song from the episode where he gave up drinking.
Right.
When I was 17, I drank some very good beer. I drank some very good beer I purchased with a fake ID. My name was Brian McGee. I stayed up listening to Queen. When I was 17.
That was great.
That was from The Simpsons?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So,
that was great.
No more drinking beer for now.
For now.
All right, on to rumors.
Yeah.
It's rumor time.
Rumors!
Zack Ryder to win the Royal Rumble?
Maybe!
Shawn Michaels coming back to join the Bullet Club?
Please, God!
John Cena will finally turn heel?
No chance!
Undertaker will wrestle for 20 more years?
Confirmed!
Dave Meltzer says Brock Lesnar has signed on for 2 more matches with WWE, one of them being the Survivor Series match. The contract also allows him to fight in the UFC.
So he'll fight at Survivor Series and then not again until WrestleMania?
Sure.
Or Royal Rumble, and then they'll sign another fucking contract.
Oh, right.
Who fucking knows?
Yeah.
There was also a rumor some months ago that the main event of WrestleMania could be Roman Reigns versus The Rock. Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, obviously that can't happen now, so the new rumor is that it could be Brock Lesnar versus The Rock.
Oh, they've never... Oh, wait. Hit the sound.
Yeah.
Oh.
Again.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I need a second. Let's Brock, say that again.
Wait, Brock Lesnar versus The Rock?
Again.
But this time, they're both part-timers.
Yeah.
Boom.
And it's at WrestleMania now.
Yeah. And now that The Rock is 50 and Lesnar's in his prime, now The Rock gets to win.
Right. Two part-timers, headlining Mania. Good God, please no.
Yeah. That's what it will be. It always is.
I hope Lesnar beats Cormier before then so that he doesn't go back to WWE.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Lesnar or Cormier?
I hope Lesnar beats Cormier
so that he stays in UFC.
Yeah.
Also, according to Fightful.com, Raw will no longer run over on time, just like SmackDown. The Hard Out will now be 11 p.m. Eastern, which I think we could say that's confirmed because that's what happened this week.
It did?
Raw
did
ended really? Right at 11
oh, wow.
Eastern.
Interesting.
So that's good. No, like that's, I mean, 15 minutes cut from Raw, that's a big deal.
It huge.
Is. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, whoever made that decision.
Right.
Chrisley knows dicks.
Dicks.
All right. Any other rumors?
Yeah. Former SmackDown Tag Team Champ Luke Harper may be out of action with an injury as he appeared in a photo while backstage at a Brad Williams comedy show over the weekend. Apparently, he had a cast on his left hand.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, it so was on,
he won't be on TV.
It was on this Brad Williams guy's Twitter. I have no idea who that is, but
that sucks. We're going to miss him because of all the TV he's been on lately.
Yeah. I know.
Anything else?
So we all watch wrestling, and we always see the same people up in the front. There's pink shirt guy.
All right.
Mets guy, Brock Lesnar guy.
Yeah.
Weird glasses guy with his mom.
Hair guy.
Yeah. So apparently there is an email that got out. And what it is it's WWE tickets through a referral from a WWE employee. So in the email, it says, even though WrestleMania is at MetLife months away, tickets will be available the 16th. However, for a limited time, we are pleased to offer you an opportunity to purchase tickets to the most spectacular live event entertainment before the general public. If you wish to purchase WrestleMania tickets for your family, friends, or business associates, please fill out the form, yada, yada, yada. And so in the form, it looks like they pay a price, just the prices are blocked out. And it gives you prices for different sections.
Right. This and is for employees.
This is for like an employee referral. So like
yeah.
So like, say we had a, I had a cousin that worked for WWE. Yeah. They could send me this and be like, "What tickets you want?
Yeah. Where do you want to sit?
Yeah. Where do you want to sit? These are the prices.
But I mean, like, if it's 100, you'd pay probably like 90 or 85 or you know what I mean? You probably wouldn't get that big of a discount.
Well,
I mean, I would take 30% off. I would take any percent.
When you buy a ticket through the arena, you're paying the arena fees. I mean, yeah, money goes to WWE, but so cut out any arena fees, basically.
Maybe, yeah, right.
Yeah. So I'm sure they're at least, they've got to be at least like 40%.
Mm. Maybe.
So, yeah. Interesting. Maybe. Anyone working for WWE, you want to share some of those forms?
I'll reach out to my friend Paul.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay.
Heyman.
Yeah. All right. Trivia time.
Trivia time.
Right.
So, who is our favorite wrestler right now?
Becky Lynch.
Becky freaking Lynch.
It's not even close.
Would you like to learn a little bit about Becky Lynch?
Let's learn something about Becky Lynch.
Let's learn it in a little game show I like to call Four Facts and a Fib.
WWE did this on their Instagram. Not with Becky Lynch.
Oh, thank God, because I
but like
if you read it.
It was
probably...
like no, it was like three facts and
three truths and a lie.
Yeah, two truths and a lie.
Yeah. So here we go.
All right.
Number one, her godfather's last name is McMahon. Number two, she defended the ECCW Women's Championship against Nikki Matthews, Nikki Cross. In 2006.
The ECCW?
The ECCW. It's a Canadian league.
Oh, Extreme Canadian Championship?
I don't think it's extreme.
Are you sure it's not Emerald Coast Women's Wrestling?
I'm not sure.
She's from Ireland?
There's definitely a Canadian in there.
Okay.
I did look that up. Debuted on NXT in June of 2014, defeating Summer Rae.
Okay.
Number one, two, three, four. Her first singles victory was on main event against Brie Bella on the main roster. And lastly, she was the first woman drafted to SmackDown in the 2016 draft.
Okay. What was the fourth one? She
one,
her
two,
first
three,
match?
Four. Her first singles victory was on the main roster was on main event against Brie Bella.
Okay. And number three, you said she debuted...
on NXT in June of 2014, defeating Summer Rae.
I've kind of got to go with the main event one.
I'm going with the debut because I think she's been a... Wait, when was... WrestleMania 32 was in 2016 in Dallas?
Yeah.
How long was she around before that? When did that revolution start? When did that whole... Oh, here they are. I guess it was. Yeah, I guess 2014 could be right. Okay, what's the second one?
Sorry. Going back. Her godfather's name was her godfather's last name is McMahon.
All right. Man.
Number two, she defended the ECCW Women's Championship against Nikki Matthews / Nikki Cross in 2006. She debuted on NXT in June of 2014, defeating Summer Rae. Her first singles match in the main event against Brie Bella. Right.
I'm going to go with the Nikki Cross one.
Okay.
Eric?
I'm going to go with the main event to Brie Bella.
So, her godfather's last name is McMahon, spelt exactly the same way.
That's funny. Okay. I can believe that just because she's Irish and it's an Irish name. So. Yeah.
She was the first woman drafted to SmackDown. I figured you would say, like, I remember that. I did remember that.
But
her first singles victory was on main event against Brie Bella.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that funny? Because they were doing the whole, remember, she was part of the Evolution or whatever.
Right, yeah. So
like, or the Revolution back then.
Yeah.
And they were all kind of like teaming. And then she debuted on NXT in June of 14, defeating Summer Rae. She defended the ECCW Women's Championship against Nikki Matthews. But it wasn't Nikki Cross. It was just some chick.
Nikki Matthews. I thought so, because I remember like Nikki Cross on the indie. She, like, her name wasn't Nikki anything.
It was
so.
Nikki Storm.
Oh,
I almost put Nikki Storm on here to try to throw you guys off, but I feel like that's a little too tricky.
Right. Yeah.
So I left the fact right, just put that woman was also Nikki Cross.
Okay. Nice.
Fun stuff about Becky Lynch.
I win this round, Eric.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
We're going to have a new segment from me just called Here We Go.
See his catalog.
All right, we'll get to some fan questions real quick. Oscar Silva, how long will Daniel Bryan's title reign probably be?
2 weeks.
Lesnar will win it from him at Survivor Series.
Something
yeah.
Like Ziggy the Beast, can Joe or Andrew say the William Regal War Games promo had a good laugh when you did it on the NXT podcast? Well, that's only for the NXT podcast. War Games!
Eric. What are you doing Saturday night?
I don't know.
Well, I suggest you watch War Games!
All right.
He does it so well, that
he does.
Mr. Regal.
He regals anything well.
Oh, yeah. Jason Dearham.
War Games!
Jason
we
Dearham.
Wanted him to do it like we were talking about NXT.
Yeah.
Where he's like, well, you'll get your shot at War Games. We're like, no, he should yell it every time.
Oh, yeah.
He should be like, you will get your shot. Look into the camera. At War Games! Just make it so amazing.
He should be the GM of all the shows.
Right.
He's so good.
Seriously. God. Jason Dearham, with the huge push Drew McIntyre is getting, do you think Vince realizes Drew is the same guy he buried in 3MB a few years back?
No, he realizes he's the same guy that he scripted to stay on the show. This is a future world champion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he first got there.
Thanksgiving boy, are you guys looking forward to Chrisley Loves Dicks returning November 28th?
I don't know.
Negative.
I don't know what that is.
No?
No.
All right. Blake Missing Ham, how tall are you guys?
Eric is 5'7", 5'8".
Joe's 6'7". I'm 6'5" by pro wrestling
Eric's
standards.
6'1".
Eric's 6'4" by pro wrestling standards.
I am 6'3". Joe,
I am 6 feet tall.
You're 6'1".
I'm 6 feet tall.
I'll give you 6'1".
I'm like 5'10", 5'11".
There you go. There's our heights.
Yeah.
Just like you thought.
I guess save that for your spank bank or whatever. I don't know. Andrew Gonzalez.
Save that for later.
Andrew Gonzalez, Daniel Bryan losing the belt after Survivor Series, so AJ didn't get squashed by Brock 2 years in a row. Maybe that's why.
I could have seen AJ winning this.
Yeah, why don't you just let AJ win? What happens if AJ wins that match?
Oh, honey.
What? Yeah.
You shithead.
Please.
What happens? Nothing. Nothing happens. You just go, wow, AJ is really good. Now buy Lesnar till Royal Rumble.
All you had to do was have Braun help him, you know? I mean, which, you know, obviously AJ's a babyface, so we wouldn't want that. But still, fuck, who gives a shit?
But AJ had a legitimate one-on-one match with Lesnar. A legitimate, like, no, oh my God, he might have won that match.
It was Lesnar's best match because of AJ.
Right.
Caleb Stuckey, why should I be a fan of Daniel Bryan? The guy's a total dork. Right now, I couldn't agree more with
you.
Yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, totally.
He's awful.
Yeah.
He's a bad heel.
He sucks right now.
Yeah.
Justin Puentes, who keeps booking AJ Styles to get hit in the nuts? Road Dogg, Michael Hayes. I don't know what.
One of them.
WWE key and update. I don't know. What is your favorite Survivor Series team? Like right now or of all time?
Oh man, you had the Ultimate Maniacs. You had Hogan. The Mega Powers one.
Ultimate Maniacs was really good.
Really good.
All right, go with that. Collins on the rocks. Do you think Daniel Bryan was supposed to win the title at the greatest? I think she means crown jewel.
The greatest crown jewel.
At the greatest crown jewel.
Yeah, that's a good question. Now that we know that this has gone this way, I don't know.
All right, what do you really think's the reason? What do you really think is the reason why they did this? Why?
This is what I do lately when I can't understand something.
Yeah.
Like, why did they drop the title?
Yeah. Why?
Shock value?
Yeah. Mix it up.
We need to show everyone that because SmackDown, anything can happen.
We're not getting Rousey versus Becky like we all wanted. So they got to, you know.
But there was a better chance of us believing AJ would win than Daniel Bryan now.
That's true.
So now we know 1,000,000% what's going to happen in this match. And let's get to it in the Survivor Series prediction scorecards.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Brought to you by Fabio Morabito. Go check him out. Indie wrestler in Canada. He's super buff.
Super buff. And he's got a mustache.
He's got a nice mustache.
Yeah. Mustache,
right? All right, first off, we have the Tag Team Survivor Series match. We have Team Raw versus SmackDown. On Raw, we have Rude and Gable, Revival, B-Team, Lucha Fuck Party, and The Ascension. Versus the Usos, New Day, the Bullfighters, Anderson and Gallows, and the Forgotten Brothers. Who do you have for this?
I've got Team SmackDown here.
Joe?
SmackDown.
I also have SmackDown, because the Raw Tag Team division is a joke.
And they're all jobbers.
All right, who do you have for... Which team has the most eliminations?
I got Usos.
New Day.
I have Sanity. Who's the first team eliminated?
B-Team.
Usos.
The Colognes.
That's too obvious, Andrew.
Exactly. who gets... I'm sorry. Who do you have pinning... Okay, so...
Pin
for the final fall.
I'm just like, I want to like make it like which team gets the final fall and who gets eliminated last. I have the Usos pinning Rude and Gable to end the match.
I also have the New Day pinning Rude and Gable.
That's not what he said. I also have the New Day pinning Rude and Gable. He said the Usos.
Sorry.
All right, so next up we have the Women's Survivor Series match. Mickie James, Nia Jax, Tamina, Natalya, and Ruby Riott versus Carmella, Naomi, Sonya Deville, Asuka, and...
Who's Tibba?
Announced. They didn't announce it.
Oh, shit. I have her winning everything.
You should.
It's probably like Mandy Rose. Because
it's probably what's going to happen.
Right, exactly.
I don't think Mandy Rose is going to win the match.
Okay.
All right, what team you have winning?
Raw.
I've got Raw.
I have Raw as well.
Yes.
Who has the most eliminations?
I got Nia.
I think that was obvious. I'm going to say to put her over more, Tamina.
All right, I have Nia as well.
I should have rethought that considering she broke Becky.
Yeah, but she has to look strong for Ronda.
Yeah.
First eliminated.
Sonya Deville.
Sonya Deville.
Sweep it!
Yes! That's too obvious to where it has to happen.
Any DQs or countouts?
Nah. I'm going to say no here.
Nah. I have no. And for the final fall, who do you have pinning who?
I've got Natty submitting Naomi.
Gross.
Interesting. I mean, that's not gross for the reasons you're thinking. It's gross because, like, really? These are the last two people in this match?
Ew.
Yeah.
I have Nia pinning Asuka.
That's what I have.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Men's Survivor Series match. Ziggler, McIntyre, Strowman, Balor, and Lashley on Raw versus Miz, Jeff Hardy, Shane McMahon, Rey Mysterio, and Samoa Joe on SmackDown.
I got SmackDown winning this.
Me too.
As do I.
Right.
Who has the most eliminations?
Strowman.
Strowman.
I have McIntyre.
Nice.
That's good.
First eliminated?
I have Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Hardy.
Sweep it!
It has to be. No one else. Yeah.
Any DQs or countouts?
Maybe Balor, because you know how they bury NXT talent in these things.
That's true. Yeah. I'm going to say yes. I think that's how Strowman gets eliminated.
Yeah, I've got a countout.
He just fucking leaves.
Strowman or McIntyre, like, you know, neither of them can get pinned.
Right.
And then for the final fall, who do you have pinning who?
I've got Miz pinning McIntyre.
Miz? No way. Miz pinning Balor.
I have the best in the world pinning Ziggler. Nice. Shane McMahon. Nice.
All over again.
No,
all over
again. Honestly.
Again.
I think again. I think there's a chance they do this to continue like Shane's, like, look, I won the best in the world. I won Survivor Series. I won for Team SmackDown. I guess I am the best.
I won the Royal Rumble. I won the title at WrestleMania. What more do I have to do?
I mean, if that happens.
See, I wouldn't be surprised if Shane interferes here and helps The Miz.
Interferes. He's in the match.
Well, I mean, like, something happens, he gets eliminated, and he still causes shenanigans.
Yeah, okay.
That's why I have Miz and McIntyre.
Okay. And then we also have the Cruiserweight Championship, the only title up for grabs. I'm sure this will be on the pre-show.
Yeah, I got Buddy Murphy with a pin.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So first of all, the match is Buddy Murphy versus Mustafa Ali.
No one cares that much. No one cares.
Murphy with a pin?
Yeah.
Sweep it.
So cross it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next up, we have AOP versus The Bar. It should be Drake Maverick versus Big Show. I think that'd be a better match.
It would be
way better.
Yeah.
Which, of course, Drake Maverick would clearly win.
Yes. Right. I've got the Bar with a pin.
Okay.
I have Cesaro pinning Razor.
I have AOP winning, and I have Akam pinning Sheamus.
I've got Cesaro pinning Akam.
And I also have Big Show chasing Drake Maverick around the ring and then running into the ring post.
Yes. Okay. And I have that times three.
And then that distracts Sheamus, and then he gets pinned.
Right.
Maybe.
All right, next up we have Seth Rollins versus Nakamura. I think this is now the match everyone's looking forward to the most.
Yeah. Yes, I guess.
I've got Nakamura pinning
Rollins. Seth. Rollins.
Yeah.
Does Shinsuke go for a low blow?
I got no.
Yeah.
That's Daniel Bryan's thing now. Back off, buddy.
I have yes.
Of course.
And then for a million points, does Ambrose cost Rollins the match?
Is that yes. on here?
For a million points.
So yes. I've got Rollins winning this. I don't have Ambrose interfering.
Oh, okay.
So I have Rollins pinning Shinsuke and then maybe Ambrose.
So I guess Joe has no chance of winning back
between
the
me and you.
I'm sorry. Rollins was in Saudi Arabia. How did he interfere with Rollins' match?
They flew Ambrose all the way to Saudi Arabia.
And he didn't do anything.
He didn't do anything.
So he's not going to do anything here.
He was there to just make sure Renee doesn't get
murdered. Okay, but he was there. So why didn't he get in a match?
Because he has to make sure she wasn't murdered.
He was hiding under the table.
He was under the table the whole time.
Yeah. Rollins is the only thing the fans like on this. They're not going to let him lose.
Well,
wait, this is the WWE.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Oops. Next up, we have Ronda Rousey versus Charlotte Flair.
Yeah, Rousey.
I've got Rousey with the submission.
You
Rousey
do?
With a pin.
I do.
You idiot.
Oh.
I have Rousey with a submission.
Okay.
You have Rousey with a pin?
I don't think Flair taps for some reason.
So what the fuck does she do to...
What is she never had with? A pin. Her Samoan drop or her
Becky
judo throw?
Becky hits fucking Charlotte or I don't know what happens.
Becky won't do anything.
I think there's a good chance this could also be like a double count out, but yeah. I have Ronda with a submission.
Oh, yeah. Can I change it to that?
No.
I'll let you change
Too
it.
Too bad.
No. And how many judo throws? Anything, any type of judo throw counts.
I got three.
Three.
Four. Closest wins. Yeah. Anything over, I win. What are we doing? Are we doing closest or
no,
exact?
No, fuck that. Exact. You have to hit it exact.
Because I have the advantage.
Why what? Do you have the advantage?
You both said three and I said four. Anything over four would...
She's not going to flip Charlotte five times.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's probably once seven. Or twice.
But three, but four? Like... Fuck no.
Yeah.
And then finally we have Brock Lesnar versus... who's
AJ Styles. Oh, whoops.
AJ Bryan.
AJ Bryan.
Why not just make it a triple threat?
Daniel Bryanson.
Yeah. Who do you have?
I got Brock.
I'm sticking with AJ Styles.
Good.
I just have a feeling.
Right.
Yeah. Good choice.
Lesnar pins.
Lesnar with the pin. Any interference?
I've got yes here.
Yeah, I don't know. It can't be.
Oh, really? 100% AJ Styles?
Yeah.
AJ Styles might give Daniel a forearm, and just so Randy gets to do something, he might RKO.
Just to jump in there?
Daniel as well.
Right.
You know what? I have another prediction. Obviously, it's not in the scorecards. I bet Randy, like, RKOs someone in the men's Survivor Series match. Like, Randy comes... You know what I mean? He doesn't have a match. He might as well fucking do something.
Right.
Maybe he helps Shane win, and then they form an alliance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then how many suplexes? Is this closest, or get it right again, or what are we doing?
We should talk about this before we pick the... Let's don't say the numbers yet.
All right.
So
you want to do closest for both?
No, we'll do closest for suplexes.
Why?
Why?
Why one and not the other?
Because I said so. Champions rules.
Should be the same for both.
What are these worth? 2 points, for the love of God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got 5 suplexes.
What are we doing?
We haven't made a decision yet, Eric.
Closest or not? It has to be the same for both.
It has to be spot on.
Okay.
No closest.
Fine.
Fine.
That's
fine.
Ridiculous, but all right.
Whatever.
You never 5. Get points on this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who cares?
Joe, I had 11.
Okay.
I have 10.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
You scared me.
Oh,
my dick fell off.
My dick unraveled out of my pants.
Did Braun neuter you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez. Okay. And any announcer tables being broken?
I put no. They've been breaking them like crazy.
They might, I got English.
They might survive.
Johnny English.
Yeah, I just put English.
Yeah.
Any surprise appearances?
Fuck no.
When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside.
Oh, you mean the guy that was just there in the last pay-per-view?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that not count?
Of course not.
No, because he has been on TV in a while.
Recently. Like 2 weeks ago.
You count Saudi Arabia as television?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
We do.
Hasn't been on this country yet. All right, I guess
it
I have
doesn't
nobody.
Say country. Are there any sole survivors of the any of the Survivor Series matches?
I'll say yes.
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 Miz.
Shane. Are there two or more roll-up wins?
Yes.
Lock of the century.
Yeah.
Yes. What's the opening match? Pre-show doesn't count.
Rollins, Nakamura.
That's what I had.
I have the Survivor Series tag team match.
I thought they...
Tag team title match?
I thought they already said that was on the pre-show.
Champions match.
They said the tag team Survivor Series match is on the pre-show?
I thought you told me that.
No, I didn't know.
I did. This match is on the pre-show. This match, I don't think so.
Confirmed?
Confirmed.
Confirmed by who?
WWE.
You saw that on Twitter?
No, I saw it on SmackDown.
Oh, they said it on SmackDown.
They said it on SmackDown.
Right.
Suck it!
I was going to pick Rollins and Nakamura then, if not that one. So
suck it!
I'll do Rollins and Nakamura.
Is he changing it?
I tell you guys beforehand when there's something like this.
It's locked in. It's locked in.
You know what, Eric? You know what, Eric? You're the champion. I'm always the champion. Let him have it.
Let him change it.
Wow.
It's a wash anyway. We're
it's a wash.
Good. And what's the main event?
Isn't it always the men's Survivor Series?
Lesnar, Daniel Bryan. Is it ever happen?
You think it's going to be Lesnar, Daniel Bryan?
Fuck yeah. It's Lesnar.
He wasn't last year. Yeah. I'm going the men's Survivor Series match.
Okay.
All right.
That's our predictions. Looking forward to winning that title back.
Sure, yeah, but everybody is.
But until then, make sure you subscribe to our podcast and give us a 5-star review. Check out our website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. We have t-shirts at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling for just $19.99. You can also get a Balor Club t-shirt.
Club.
At publictees.com.
Yeah.
And you can become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling for exclusive rewards and the Survivor Series pay-per-view recap.
You're going to want to do it soon. We got a new one dropping this weekend.
Exactly.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Confirmed.
Confirmed. We'll see you then.
All right.
Yes.
Fuck you, Naya.
He's just a troll.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no.
Always kill
Lashley.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.